For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're going to talk about disinformation or malinformation or whatever, because we are going to talk about Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and also about the British Labour Party members abandoning X, perhaps in droves. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, let's talk about, just get this bit over, the Labour Party and X.
I'd like to call it an exodus, but
that's good.
I'm going to get that pun out there. So, recently, after the Southport riots, a lot of Labour Party members, most notably, I think, Jess Phillips, who called the platform despotic, noted that it was full of far-right hatred. Since it's been taken over by Elon Musk in 2022, it has become far less moderated. And there is a growing feeling that the engagement on it is less genuine. And a lot of Labour politicians have decided to leave it. And they are citing the misinformation on the platform, and I should say, just to clarify for the audience, misinformation is inadvertent sharing of falsehoods. Disinformation is more apt here, the deliberate sharing of inflammatory fictions, for the most part, about race, about politics. And there's a growing sense that this is no longer a beneficial platform. You and I are old enough to remember, Pat, when Twitter was full of journalists and full of political, and after the Arab Spring, when it looked like it might be a revolutionary tool for allowing new voices to come to the fore. I was listening to The Rest Is Politics on the way in, and Alistair Campbell said the exact same thing. And now it is just full of far-right hatred and falsehood. So understandably, under Musk's tenure, when he took away the moderation team, things have gotten worse. And now it's looking that politicians, who were once the real reason people went on there, and journalists, are now thinking of leaving it, particularly in the UK.
What are their alternatives?
The alternatives are also, again, their own problematic social media companies. Blue Sky is one, which is a Twitter clone, or an old Twitter clone. And there is Meta's Threads. Now,
has that got traction at all? Because we talked about it when it was launched first, initially stateside, then it was available here, but we didn't hear of too many people taking it up.
I think we have it now, and it's a bit of a, well, at least my feed would be a bit of a graveyard. Again, I think Twitter also came at a moment, and I go back to 2010, 2011, Arab Springtime, when that's when people, at least I was, first time I heard about Twitter, I was young then, I feel old now. But when it came up, it looked like a genuinely revolutionary tool. I think we've been disillusioned to that, to the extent that does any Twitter-like tool really have the same purpose? Could you recreate that lightning in a bottle? And I suspect the answer is no. We're far more into media sharing. So TikTok is a dominant platform. Instagram is also still up there. Facebook is even falling a bit by the wayside, although that still has quite a role in the disinformation economy. So I suspect that what people want is short form video has become the big thing in Twitter, and any Twitter clone is never going to capture that. But that's only speculation on my part.
There was a very interesting item on our Business Breakfast program this morning talking about these platforms, whether they're publishers or not. And once you install an algorithm which does certain things to the information they have about you and therefore forward onto you stuff that you don't necessarily ask for, they become a publisher automatically.
Absolutely.
And therefore, there should be no argument, are they publishers, are they not? They are, and therefore susceptible to the same kind of things we were talking before 11, defamation and all the rest of it.
And what they often do is they will often wave their hands and go, oh, it's just an algorithm. Well, actually, someone engineers that algorithm. Yeah, and
it's their algorithm.
And that algorithm, even if they don't deliberately set out to do it, is engineered to keep you engaged. It's to keep people on. One of the little bits of Facebook is an interesting case in this. During the American presidential elections in 2020, they limited news sources to only verified media outlets to try and, you know, to at least put up a pretense that they were trying to do something. And then after the elections, they switched that off. And the reason they switched it off, and their own internal documents say this, they were losing revenue because the most engaged users are the ones that are, you know, in that shadow economy of misinformation.
Bottom line, people love mad stuff.
People love mad stuff, and we make social media companies very, very profitable by sharing it. And the way we get around that, by the way, is not relying on social media companies, because they will not do anything unless gun to their head they're made to. Mm-hmm. It's the same way that cigarette companies wouldn't have banned smoking unless someone put the metaphorical gun to their head. What we need to do is get our media literacy better. If it looks like it's meant to inflame you, it probably is. And also to get our critical thinking right up there. But I would say that, wouldn't I?
Okay. Now, Donald Trump is back on X. He has access, even though he has his own Truth Social. Tommy Robinson, so-called, back on X. So it's almost like Elon Musk is being deliberately malign.
Well, I think malign is a wonderful term for him, Pat, because one of the things is, Tommy Robinson's
like, he's an evil man.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
He certainly has an agenda. It's not an agenda I would go along with. He probably sees himself as a hero in this story. I think most people see themselves as a hero in their own story, but what his actions are certainly malign or self-serving. So Tommy Robinson's very racist tweet that went viral about the recent stabbings was seen by 434 million people in just a matter of days. These are huge numbers, right? Obviously, Trump had been banned after the insurrection on January 6, 2021. And
what insurrection?
No insurrection, okay. But yeah, that was why he's kicked off. Now, Musk, when he took over in 2020, he claimed he was a free speech absolutist, but he's also a hypocrite to a huge degree, because actually, posts critical of Musk, he runs down in the algorithm. So he's not free speech, he's free promoting his own preferred brand of speech. So that is malign. And the idea that a tech oligarch, and this is what essentially they are, can control the narrative. That's what he wants to do. They all do to some extent. He's just not, I don't think he's smart enough to really cover up what he's doing as well as he thinks he is.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the conversation stroke interview, Elon Musk and Donald Trump on X. And you've been fact-checking.
Oh, my good Lord. So I'm BBC and CNN did a live fact-check and then a follow-up one. And what was more fascinating was the extent to which he lied, and it wasn't at all a challenge. Musk is a terrible moderator. You wouldn't allow a guest in here to make falsehoods unchallenged, because that's the role of a moderator. That's the training that a media professional would have. Musk has no such training, and it really showed. So some of the lies we can just take some of them. Trump made climate change about sea level rise, claiming that there'd be barely any sea level rise in the next 400 years, which is absolutely false. Current projections would suggest between 28 centimeters to 1 meter by 2100, by 2100, exceeding Trump's claims, things like that. He made huge claims of 20 million people crossing the US border illegally. This is all nonsensical. In fact, there's so many. There was over 27 false claims flagged by him. And Musk didn't challenge him on a single one, just allowed him to say them. He also claimed that the 2020 election, he went back to his old talking points, was the most insecure one in American history. Well, cybersecurity experts weighed in, say no, contrary to those claims, it was the most secure ever to happen in American history. He said that because obviously he didn't win it. It's all self-serving. He claimed under the Trump administration, the US was energy independent for the first time. Actually, they achieved energy independence long before Trump ever became his presidency. He claimed the crime rate is going through the roof. It's false. Both violent crime and property crime dropped significantly in 2023 and the first quarter of 2024. And that's from FBI data that anyone can access.
Now, what about the wall? Because, we saw him at the wall, looking at the wall and beginning the construction of the wall. What did he claim about that?
The exact claim is he built 485 miles of the wall. And that is an interesting one. That's a nice bit of malinformation, because it looks almost true. He actually did maintenance on that. He built, under his whole tenure, about 20 miles of wall. Now, how big the US-Mexico border is. It's really big. So this is an insignificant amount. But it was his campaign promise in 2016 that he was going to build a wall. Of course, realistically, that was impossible anyway.
But he claimed that China was involved in election fraud in the 2020 election. Where did he get that from?
I think he he pulled it out of a region not usually known for speaking. I suspect this is, again, is the same old grievances he's had. He wants to insist that the 2020 election was stolen from him, and he wants to pick and blame anyone. He's not consistent. And some of the techniques he uses are fascinating. He uses what is named after Joseph Goebbels, the big lie technique, which is lie often and lie big. So if you tell a big enough lie consistently, people will start believing it. And the psychological reason they start believing it is called illusory truth. That something that we just keep hearing starts feeling like a truth to us, even when it is not. Even if we know on an intellectual level it's false. The other thing he's doing in this debate, and he's done it before, and it was very easy because Elon Musk is a terrible interviewer, was called a Gish Gallop, named after a guy called Dwayne Gish, who was a creationist in America. And he used to try to debate professors of biology about evolution, which he didn't believe in. And the way he would do that is he would just keep lying really, really fast. He'd do it so fast that you couldn't correct him. This technique is called Gish Galloping because it makes it too hard to correct. If you've moved on to lie number three...
So you can't really correct it in real time.
Real time fact check. Unless you have a moderator who's excellent, who stops you at every point and goes, expand that. No, justify that. That kind of moderation requires training, technique and expertise, none of which Elon Musk has. And it showed. Yeah.
But also, Trump is not a master of detail. I mean, if you ask him about, I think he it's always big headlines about the economy and about this, that and the other, but never detail.
Absolutely, because detail would be kryptonite to someone like Trump. When you actually break it down, go, how are you going to achieve that? What he wants is adoring crowds. He wants his name in lights. When he walked on the Republican Congress with his name literally in lights, that's what Trump wants. So he's not interested in policy.
He made some claims about the South Carolina audience he had.
He did claim that was the biggest audience to any event ever in South Carolina. It was certainly a large audience, but he had no data to back that up. And, you know,
it's just the same old, isn't it?
It's the same way. He claimed at his inauguration in 2016. Sure. It was the biggest crowd ever. It was nowhere near. It was actually quite empty. But this is the stuff that matters to Donald Trump, his ego. And again, by the way, people who are often motivated, disinformation, conspiracy theory, one of the big psychological motivators is narcissism, egotism, because it makes you feel special. Trump needs to feel special. And if he didn't have as big an inauguration as Barack Obama, for example, that he had to make up a lie to justify in his head that was okay.
What's the technique, flood the zone?
Flooding the zone is essentially if you keep, and it was Steve Bannon, I won't finish the full quote, but it's a version of what's called the Russian fire hose of disinformation. But it's also used by Republicans in states under Bannon's tenure. The idea is keep pumping out multi-channel false information. And because it becomes so available, it goes back to what we mentioned earlier.
So I see something on one platform. I go to another to check it out. And sure enough, it's true.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not true. It's the lie multiplied.
And even on the same platform, if it's coming from lots of people, flood. We have this heuristic we do, which are our shortcuts in our thinking, where we go, yeah, that checks out because I've heard it from five people. Well, five people can still believe the world is flat. It's still not flat, right? And this is what they rely on. They know that we are social animals that will look around and will go, well, they think this is okay, so therefore I should think that's okay. We need to be way more critical.
And often journalists have to be careful when they have one or two sources that it's not just the one source all having emanated.
And you'll find it often is. It's often one source who's gone to other people to back up their story. And this is what... So this is why social media is a terrible barometer for what's factual.
And you see it even when, you know, people are on the right side of the truth or the battle, whatever it might be. You know, Ukraine claims X, Y, and Z, and the BBC will have, we cannot as yet verify those claims, it's good to see that kind of thing.
Yes, and I mean, I always give BBC a lot of credit. They get a lot of stick, but they really are careful in their reporting, and as we should expect our media organisation to be. But we need to remember, social media has no responsibility towards being, you know, a good reporter. It doesn't care. It wants you engaged. And you're more likely to be engaged if it either A, says what you already want to hear, or it makes you really angry. Because that is what gets engagement, and they know it. And misinformation and disinformation, they really thrive in that platform. They become metastatic in that kind of environment.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.